It's Tuesday, July 9, 2024.
Beyond all the water, there are still significant power outages across this region.
Hurricane Beryl barrels into Texas as 140 million Americans suffer amid record heat wave. U.S. Supreme Court's right-wing supermajority delivers big for polluters, plus...
Extreme heat is the number one weather-related killer in the United States. More people die from extreme heat than floods, hurricanes, and tornadoes combined.
Biden unveils first-ever standards to protect workers from extreme heat.
About time. All of those stories and more straight ahead. From BradBlog.com, I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
Ignoring climate change is deadly and dangerous and irresponsible. It's not only outrageous, it's really stupid.
Yeah, but the fossil fuel industry doesn't give you $1 billion because they think you're smart. Am I right, Donald Trump? This is your Green News Report. Okay, Desi Doyen, we've been off for a week, but I assume, like everywhere else, it has been a slow news week in the climate change space.
Oh, I wish it were so.
Oh.
First up, ferocious record-breaking Hurricane Beryl slammed into Matagorda, Texas, as a Category 1 hurricane on Monday. That after weaving a path of destruction across the Caribbean and Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula, where the storm killed at least 11 people. Beryl brought intense flooding to the Houston region, knocking out power for millions and killing at least three. The storm zoomed from tropical storm to Category 4 in just 42 hours to become the earliest Category 4 and Category 5 Atlantic hurricane ever recorded. Those usually don't happen until September.
And why would that be?
Because it was fueled by record hot oceans, caused by man-made global warming, and driven by the burning of fossil fuels.
Huh.
Experts say intense storms are occurring more frequently thanks to climate change.
Well, this is pretty early for a storm this big, ain't it?
Yep. 146 million people in the U.S. are still suffering under an extended extreme heat wave that is forecast to shatter more temperature records across the nation in coming days.
Oh, yeah, there's that, too.
Several cities set new all-time high temperature records. Palm Springs hit 124 degrees Fahrenheit. Redding in Northern California hit 119. Las Vegas hit 120. In Portland, Oregon, intense heat is suspected in the deaths of at least four people. But tourists from around the world flocked to California's Death Valley to experience its near-record 129 degrees.
Good Lord.
And yes, heat extremes are happening more frequently. Climate Central found that man-made global warming has made long-lasting extreme heat waves 4 to 5 times more likely. Here's Texas Tech climate scientist Catherine Hayhoe on NBC News.
Everything we've predicted is coming true. We are seeing that climate change is supersizing the heat waves that we've always had. It's loading the weather dice against us. And this is going to keep on going as long as we keep on burning coal, gas, and oil to provide our energy needs.
While we were out, the right-wing supermajority on the U.S. Supreme Court delivered big gifts to polluters, further stripping federal agencies like the EPA of the authority to require industries to reduce deadly pollution and emissions. The 6-3 ruling overturned the Chevron deference, a decades-old precedent directing judges to defer to an agency's expertise and reasonable interpretations when laws are not explicit. The ruling allows judges to substitute their own ideological and policy preferences. The right-wing supermajority also temporarily blocked the EPA's good neighbor rule that requires power plants and industrial facilities to reduce air pollution that drifts into downwind states, harming their residents. Writing for the majority, Justice Neil Gorsuch mistakenly cited laughing gas rather than the pollutant that causes smog, substituting his own inaccurate opinion for EPA scientists' expertise.
And he did it like 5 times in the opinion, and yet he said the courts should be the one to decide these things rather than the subject matter experts.
Ironic. The court also eliminated the time limit on challenges to federal regulations. So now, industries can sue to stop regulations that have been in place for decades. But some better news.
Good.
The Biden administration broke an impasse that has blocked federal heat protections for workers since the 1970s. President Biden proposed the first ever federal rules to protect workers from extreme heat as climate change pushes temperatures to record levels, creating hazardous work conditions. Industry groups already said they will sue to stop the new heat rule as too expensive. The heat rule's fate hinges on the outcome of the presidential election and those Supreme Court rulings, making it much easier to overturn federal regulations.
Just because Neil Gorsuch decides that's the way he wants it.
Yeah.
For much more on all of these stories and more, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com if you can stomach it. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.
It's too hot, too hot, too hot, lady. Gotta cool this anger. What a mess we made.